afternoon. Welcome in WEEI Afternoons. Christian Arkin, Andy Hart, you at 617-779-7937. We got room for you all day long here on the airwaves. Adam Schefter will be joining the show at 345. Adam the Machine Schefter, trying to get every scoop here. Looking to be the new the new Woj and take over the NBA beat as well. We'll get the latest on that. 4:30, we'll be joined by Scott McLaughlin and get his take on the Bruins and their situation going into the season now with this Jeremy Swayman thing very much unresolved and not looking like it's getting better anytime soon. Nothing I'd love more than just the surprise, hit the breaking news sounder, $8 million, 8 years, they agreed to it, and we're moving on with our lives. Do you know how happy that would make me? Honestly, like, do you know how happy that would make me if they brought Swayman in?
If it involves nudity, I would not get nude.
Happier than if the Pats got Devontae Adams?
No, not happier than that. But I would be very happy because I think this whole thing has looked bad for everybody. I think mostly for the Bruins. I think they look worse. But I think this has not been a good situation for anyone. And going into the season, I'd hate to go into a Bruins season with such a crappy situation at goalie. And maybe, you know, maybe Bussey and Coposalo end up being good. But, like, in the event that they're not, and let's assume, you know, that they aren't here.
So now the Bruins have three good goalies on their roster, technically.
Right. Like, that sucks. Like, it's really the Celtics. That's all that's left. Red Sox are mediocre again. The Patriots, oh, my God, we'll get to them.
But Red Sox,
in a second here.
Off-season.
Yeah.
Some of us are hopeful and optimistic and buying in and believing.
Some of us are suckers is what you're saying here, but yes. And then, of course, the Bruins now coming into the season with maybe not a goalie, which is just great. So, yes, I care about that. I'd love to get some breaking news today. Maybe we will. I doubt it. But let's start with the Patriots. David Andrews out. He's going to have season-ending surgery on his shoulder. It was a decision to be made here, and this was reported early this morning, and then I feel like the decision got made relatively quickly, unless it was all sort of in the can already. But David Andrews could have had surgery, or he could have tried to play through it this year, and if he had made it worse, then he'd be out next year if he had off-season surgery, etc. And he decided, no, I'm shutting it down this year. I'm going to have the surgery now. This way I'll be able to play next year. And there's been talk with him about retirement. Like, you know, after the health problem that he had, and going forward now, he is not a young guy anymore in the league anyway.
Nope.
And this is maybe one of his last final seasons. We'll see this year, next year, what he ends up doing. I was thinking, like, if he's going to retire at the end of this year, then play through it, right? Like, you know, there's no reason to get the surgery. But if you're planning on sticking around for a couple years, you get the surgery now so you can play next year and beyond that. So, I don't know. In a weird way, I look at it as kind of a good thing.
Kind of a good thing?
Kind of a good thing.
To lose the most important player on the team, in
yes,
my opinion?
For the future,
the
yes.
Most can't-lose player.
Oh, because they're going to win with him, right?
No. I think he's more important to keep it from becoming an embarrassing debacle that could cost people jobs and credibility over
the
long haul.
Andy, it is an embarrassing debacle.
And you just lost David Andrews.
Right.
Arguably your most proven capable offensive lineman and arguably your best leader.
Right.
And he gone.
Yeah.
He's
gone.
The guy.
And that's a good thing.
Come again?
It's a good thing.
Because wait, are you on my side of the street now that we just want
to
lose?
This is a rebuilding season,
you're back
is it
to
not?
Me.
This is a rebuilding season,
okay.
Is it not?
I'm confused about you. You wanted to win like 9 games last time I talked to you.
What are you talking? I never said that
you were
going to win
9 games.
Oh, you
did. You were like 9. Put May. You might win 9 games. And
last
I'm like,
time
that's
you talked
worst.
To me was yesterday, and
okay,
I definitely didn't say that.
You didn't say it yesterday. That's fair. But last time we sort of broached this general idea, you were on the side
of what,
of put May
season?
In. He might win games. You can go 9-8. You can be competitive. You can be entertaining and all these things.
I'm over that.
9-8 would be the worst possible season that this team could have because it guarantees futility moving forward because it screws your draft status. And that's the most important thing.
Okay, fine.
That being said,
I'm off of that. I don't remember ever saying that, but I'm off of anything close to that.
This team was well on its way to a top 3 or 5 pick with David Andrews, but maybe being able to do it in a professional, competitive fashion. Now I worry that the wheels are just going to fall off this
train.
These
last 2 games, professional, competitive.
No, but those might be the toughest spots on the schedule.
Okay.
And if you got past those, you got the Dolphins, a team you're favored against. You got the Jags. You have winnable / competable games, or at least don't get embarrassed type games. Now, I think every game is going to start to trend toward potential to get embarrassed. The guy who touches the ball more than anybody. The guy who sets the line calls.
Remember Levert in the preseason? Remember how bad he was?
And the one thing
he
that...
He was snapping it to no
awful.
One. Like,
but the one thing that has kind of brought me off of that is he wasn't terrible against the 49ers.
True, he wasn't, yeah.
And they weren't as bad on the line when he came in as I thought they would be with the preseason as my barometer and my backstory. And So I'm leaving that open, but I also just think David Andrews is a critical guy for this team. And to lose him, did you also hear Gerard Mayo interestingly say, and he's a guy who might be a coach soon or something.
Yep.
He just out of nowhere throws he might be a coach soon. Because I think the way it was reported.
There's a guy who knows about players who become coaches. It would be Gerard Mayo, you'd think.
I guess, but. Yeah. As you said, the reporting seems to indicate part of the reason you'd get the surgery is to not hinder your ability to play next year.
Right.
And that maybe he wants to play next year, and maybe he's like me. Maybe David Andrews is like me, and really he's like, well, if we draft a left tackle and we sign a receiver and pick up a couple guys, my last season, which might be next year, might be a competitive season. And maybe I'm snapping the ball to Drake May, and we're back to having fun and scoring points and all of these things. So I think this is an absolute dagger for this team. You know, I don't know which one we're going to say was the straw that broke the camel's back along the way here.
Because
the camel's back is breaking, right? It's going to be flat on the ground, dead, dehydrated, gone, carcass, picked clean by the buzzards, the whole thing.
Yeah.
But it's how we get there.
The camel's having a rough day.
Absolutely. But how we get there, we're going to start like picking out points, I feel like, of, oh, that's when it really went bad. Or no, that's when it really went bad. This is one of those points right now. When it really went bad.
When I say the David Andrews thing could be a good thing, I don't mean that it's him getting hurt is good for the team. Obviously not. That's not good. He's a good player, and he's a leader on the team and everything. I was talking about in terms of him being able to play next year and trying to play through this and getting hurt and not being able to play next year when presumably Drake May's your starter and you need all hands on deck, right? Like, mm-hmm. that's kind of the point.
And you need David Andrews, not just all hands on deck. Everybody talks about here the importance of the center position,
right.
Setting the mic, and it's and the quarterback. Like, you want, and that was the question that Gerard Mayo was asked, and he says they're irrelevant, David Andrews getting hurt, and the ability to play Drake May.
He did say that, yes.
I find that hard to believe. Like, that's not at least a consideration. Now, we're saying a guy's not ready, and we had Ross Tucker yesterday brought up North Carolina coaches in guys that haven't prepared Drake May to play.
I think it's not a consideration because they're not going to play him anyway, whether Andrews is out there or not.
I don't like that.
I know, but
well,
that's
then why is he on the roster?
to
practice.
To watch and to learn and to be the scout team quarterback.
And technically, if you're on IR, you're not supposed to practice. So I guess technically he has to be on the roster all year.
That's why.
To practice. But what about the part where they say if, but I'll say when, Jacoby Brissett doesn't get up, who's going in? They say that the backup quarterback is Drake May and he's going in, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's going to happen.
Yeah.
No disrespect to our guy. I hope we talk to him every week. Nicest man on the
May's
planet.
May's already played this year.
But the reality is, it is, to use Gerard Mayo's word, not sustainable, the hits that Jacoby Brissett is taking, right? He tried to laugh it off, the grimaces, faces that they keep mm-hmm. showing him with close-ups. Those grimaces are actual pain. Those are not beard face or, oh, that's just my face kind of thing. No. That's a grimace from pain.
Resting Brissett face.
Yeah, exactly. No. This is in pain Brissett face, getting his ass kicked Brissett face.
Yes.
So he's going to get hurt, right? Like, I don't mean to be the bearer of bad news to him, but it's going to probably happen.
I'd imagine he'll be shut down at some point if he keeps up like this. Yes.
So who's playing?
It's going to have to be Drake May.
Okay.
Or they sign a veteran. They could do that.
I guess they could do that.
If they put him on IR and it opens up a spot, they could
imagine Zappy off the practice squad in Kansas City. That'd be an idea.
That would be an idea.
This whole thing is nonsensical. Doesn't it feel nonsensical?
It feels like there was a sort of loose idea of a plan, the concept of a plan, if you will, and it's kind of just all gone down the toilet with these injuries and, you know, with the way the season's gone and how bad everything looks. I think it's all kind of, I think they expected it to go differently, maybe not much differently. Like,
what did
I
they
think
expect?
I think they expected to lose games. I don't think they expected the offense to look this bad. I don't think so. I think that they brought a lot of people back. They had an offensive line with guys on it that they thought might be better than this. There was injuries that happened too, obviously, and Brissett's a veteran who's at times in the past able to give you more than he's given you this year. I think they expected more from the offense this year. I do.
Oh, I think they tried to convince us and maybe themselves that they expected more. I would argue they should have read. I'm not a big believer that coaches should necessarily listen to the media, but when every single reporter that watches your training camp practices says, your offensive line is an absolute crap show.
Mm-hmm.
And then Gerard Mayo says, I really thought they did a good job controlling the line of scrimmage and the offensive line concerns are overblown. I don't know how he could have believed that. He was on the practice field. Maybe Scott Peters is a really convincing assistant coach. He's like, don't worry about it. I know it doesn't look great right now, but I'll pull the. I got a strike principle. And once these strike principles are fully entrenched, we'll mm-hmm. be fine. We knew the line was going to suck. We knew you were probably going to get worse, not better. You know why? Because usually you get banged up.
Right.
Oh, damnedest thing, they're banged up. Oh, damnedest thing, David Andrews is hurt. Damnedest thing, I bet you at some point they might have to play without Mike Onwenu. And that, is it going to be better? Are you going to be more ready to play Drake May come then?
No, probably not.
And you know who will be less ready, in my opinion?
Drake May.
Drake May. I actually think you could make a strong argument. Put him out there behind whatever you think your best line is. So by the time the line falls apart predictably, at least he has a little experience. He's felt the speed of the game. He's seen certain pressures, whatever, right? Like, give him that opportunity. Now you're going to throw him out there, and Nick Leverett's going to be like, I thought I was coming here to be a backup guard, and now I'm the starting center, so why don't you make the calls, kid? You're a quarterback. You're first. I just think the debacleness, I'm making up a word, the debacleness ratio scenario is growing by the minute.
So do you think that May's not going to play at all this year?
No,
now? It sounds like that's what you're saying.
But I think they've screwed the pooch. The soft opening is getting harder by the minute.
So you're if I'm hearing this correctly.
You are.
You're saying you think now maybe May shouldn't play. That's what it sounds like you're saying here.
Probably.
They've made it so bad now that now he actually shouldn't play.
Yeah.
You've sort of poo-pooed that in the past.
Yeah.
You know, you got to get hit sometime, kid. Get out there. But now at this point, no Andrews now. You got Leverett out there.
You're benching your star running back who's the centerpiece of the offense who's supposed to carry the ball 25 times a game.
Didn't guarantee he was going to do
that. No, but it's a possibility.
They probably should.
Like, isn't it because the only positive that I can find, the only is Kendrick Bourne practicing. And if you saw him dancing, he certainly looks healthy. Doing things with his knees that I can't do as a healthy 40-year-old right now.
Where was he dancing?
On the practice field.
Oh.
Like, and doing, like, no brace on the knees, like, flailing all. Like, he clearly has no limitations of mobility.
Is that a little river dance I just saw?
That's what he was doing.
Hart was doing the Irish jig right there.
And that's what Kendrick Bourne was doing. So
Michael Flatley over here.
The one positive you can spin is that Bourne is coming back and he might be your best receiver when he gets out there.
Great.
And Jerod Mayo wouldn't rule out those guys returning as early as Sunday. So that's a positive, but everything else feels like it gets more negative by the day. Oh, the defense stinks. The defense gives up big plays. So when Drake May's in, we might not be controlling the game and just handing it off. He could be down a quick 3 scores and have to play comeback. And what does that mean? Drop back pass. Drop back pass means get hit pass. Like, I don't see any way that this is getting better or more convenient or more palatable to play Drake May. So while I think it's horrific to waste a year and get him no reps on a team where they believe internally football players get better at football by playing football, you can make a strong argument it's getting more and more likely that you shouldn't play Drake May this year.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I'd agree that that argument's getting stronger. I still believe that you should play your third overall pick, but if you're going to wait this long now and see things deteriorate and see guys go down with injuries and this entire offense just look like a total mess, then all of a sudden, I don't know how productive it's going to be. Like, that's sort of the thing. Like, I think that in general, you know, a lot of quarterbacks come into situations on bad teams where they don't win a lot of games and the offense isn't very good and they don't have a good offensive line. Like, that's the story for most rookie quarterbacks in general that get picked high in the draft. They don't come into good situations. Otherwise, they wouldn't have the top three pick. Like, that's, you know, that's basic common sense. But I also think that this is beyond what I've... You remember, like, you know, the Cardinals, these teams that were in just in dire straits. Like, this is what you are now. You're as bad looking right now as any team through a month of the season in the past 10, 15 years. Like, this has been a pretty rough start here, offensively anyway. I'd say it's about as bad as I can remember.
I'll spin zone that later.
Even with the Dolphins, I know the Dolphins have work, but, like, you have your starting quarterback out there playing every week. Like, you're not on your second, third, fourth quarterback. Yes. Jacoby Brissett's your starter. You've had him be your starter the whole year.
He's starting games. He's
Fine.
Not your starter.
But he's starting, and he started all along. There wasn't an injury, all right? They didn't have to put in somebody else.
No, people
that they
are
didn't
praying
want to start.
For an injury.
Unfortunately, yes.
It's the
By
sad
the way,
reality.
So Jacoby Brissett, I don't know if you've ever seen this on TV, but Jacoby Brissett has this big, like, scab on his hand. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And it looked like, I remember this from, like, week one, because that was when we first interviewed him in person, and then for 2 weeks after that, it was over the phone, and then we saw him again this past Monday, and it's starting to heal. I noticed that. But it's been like a month.
Yeah.
A scab on your head, shouldn't that have healed in a month? Like, that seems like a long time.
It probably kept getting opened up.
Probably, yeah.
You know, when you're tucking the ball, and guys are hitting you and crushing into you.
Right,
and all
right on the wrist, yeah.
Scraping it, and...
He looks like he got bit by a zombie in The Walking Dead. Like, that's what it looked like. You know, like one
probably
of those, like, zombie bites.
Probably would have preferred that.
Yeah, probably. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. One other thing Jerod Mayo said today, and you just alluded to it a second ago, Andy, is the Ramondre Stevenson situation with Gibson, and could they end up maybe making a change at running back back, Stiz, if you have that for me. Here's what Mayo had to say about that. We'll get to that in just a second. But in the event that Ramondre Stevenson does get benched, in the event that they start cutting down his carries here, I mean, you mentioned it. Like, that was supposed to be a strength of the team. Here's Mayo.
Tried to get off, considered giving Antonio Gibson a start this weekend, given Ramondre's fumbling issues and a couple of
that, that's definitely under consideration. And I've had multiple conversations with Ramondre. But look, we can't preach that ball security is job security and still have them out there the majority of the time. So I think it sends a stronger message to the players that there are certain things that we just can't do to win, especially with the team that we have today.
Agreed 100%.
Yeah.
We all
good answer.
Probably have seen those parents that threaten to punish kids but never actually do. And at some point, the kid realizes it. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter how young they are.
Right.
But they never actually do what they say they're going to do. So the kid doesn't stop. The kid just blows right through the stop sign. If you threaten to ground somebody 100 times and never ground them, they realize they're never getting grounded.
Yep.
And I think that's because there was the interesting conversation we saw on the sideline where Mayo looked perturbed. Very much perturbed in San Francisco with Stevenson. Then he said he's had a couple more conversations with him since. But I also don't really, this is a weird, I think you have to sit him on some degree. I think you can't sit him. I also don't really know what sitting does. Like, is he going to hold the ball harder? Like, was he really just like, oh, I don't really care. I'm the starting running back. What's going to happen?
It's got to be a deterrent, I think, right? I mean, just, it's all it is. It's like, why give somebody a ticket for jaywalking to deter them from doing
it's kinda
it?
Kind of like, yeah, but they were probably jaywalking.
Right.
Like,
he's fumbling.
I know, but I don't think he's fumbling because he's not trying not to fumble. It's a little bit like my Olympic argument. I don't know, oh, you screwed us Celtics out of the Olympics, so we're going to try to beat the Knicks in the third game of the year. Does not necessarily connect to B, and I don't know if you sit a guy if he necessarily gets better at not fumbling.
Okay, fine. Knobloch's throwing the ball into the outfield, right, when he had the yips, and they had to do something about it. He wasn't
trying to
do that.
They had to get the bad player off the field.
He wasn't trying to do that. Stevenson's a bad player right now.
But you don't have an option, in my opinion.
I think you have.
You didn't create a roster where you had a backup who was worthy. You have Kevin Harris on the practice squad who's done nothing. You have Antonio Gibson, who is known for fumbling in the National Football League, including last year.
He's not known like Stevenson, though, right now.
He had four fumbles last year. He had six
a
couple of years
four
ago.
Games?
I don't know when they came, but he also wasn't carrying the ball every play.
Ramondre's on pace for 17.
And I'm telling you, if you play him, he will not fumble on Sunday.
Okay.
I stand by it.
I hope you're right, because I think they have to play him. I agree with you there, too. I don't think they have a whole lot of other choices here. Jermichael Hasty's a change of gears back, and Gibson's a receiving back. I mean, we know that. And Harris, I mean, Harris had that nice play in the preseason, but he's not someone I feel like is anything special. And you look at practice squads around the league, and there's not much out there either. There's Frank Gore Jr., who had a great preseason, and Dalvin Cook, who was completely cooked. No pun intended there, but like that's it. You don't really have any other options. There's maybe other running backs whose names I didn't recognize out there on other practice squads, but this is it. This is the bed you made. You got to sleep in it, and that bed just happens to be fumbling every single game, and that's unfortunate because I don't think anybody expected that from Stevenson this year. Of all the things to anticipate, you know, Drake May having problems as a rookie, the offensive line not being good, Hunter Henry regressing, like all these sorts of things, and Henry's been fine, by the way, but like you thought maybe that could happen here after he signed that contract. The last thing I was expecting was Ramondre Stevenson to turn into this fumble machine.
It's so true. If you had made a list and said Ramondre Stevenson fumbles all the time and has to be benched by week 5, I would put that as the least likely. Whatever your scenarios were, that would have been the least likely of the scenarios that you listed.
Yeah.
No question.
617-779-7937 is the phone number. The Drake May timeline, will it be affected by this? We've discussed that here a little bit. Gerard Mayo did address that earlier. We'll get to that. We also have Do You Care coming up at 3:15. We'll get to the Davante Adams situation as well. We do have a little bit of an update there, and that is that Adams has, according to Adam Schefter, Mr. Scoops over there, he's got every scoop in the world, he has two teams. Two teams at the top of his list. Those two teams are the New York Jets, which
ding,
we all
ding,
know
ding,
about,
ding, ding.
And the New Orleans Saints.
Mm,
I was not expecting to see the New Orleans Saints.
Oh, Carr.
Carr's his buddy?
Oh, they played college together.
Isn't that why he went to the Raiders?
Yes. Right, that's why he went to the Raiders.
Jesus,
okay.
Keep up, aren't
you? All right, well, fine. I mean, he already played with them, didn't he? Oh, no, he didn't. He wasn't there at this. They weren't there at the same time. Either way.
No, he started there, and then they got rid of him.
Right. Okay, so, yes. But he didn't overlap with Adams.
Yeah.
In
Vegas. That's why he wanted to go to Vegas. And then they benched Carr because they didn't want to have an injury guarantee situation, and then they got rid of him.
Yes.
They played at Fresno State together?
Garoppolo,
Fresno State together.
Okay, very good. All right.
Pat Hill was the coach, former Belichick assistant.
There's
really
your
nice
connection
man.
Then. Okay.
Yeah, they love each other.
That all
but
makes sense.
The one
then.
Problem is, I saw the graphic earlier, they're the only team that doesn't have the cap space. All the other like contenders,
Saints don't have cap space? Well,
they have like $4 million, and his cap hits like 13. Now, it's stupid cap money. It's the NFL. Fix it. You can fix
they
it.
They can figure
minute.
It out if they
probably
wanted
Carr,
to,
yeah. if he wanted him, probably Carr could tweak his contract just himself to get Adams. That's an interesting one. I still am rooting for the Jets just because it's the East. It's Belichick. It's like there's Kasala. You see my guy Aaron Rodgers comes out. I love Rob, he said. He called him Rob. What do you think of that?
Rob?
You ever heard anybody call him Rob?
Rob Sala? No.
Not once.
Not ever.
And I feel like that's him.
And if you decide I want to be a Robert, not a Rob, you've made that decision, you know? Like, you're not...
Right.
You've told people, no, it's Robert.
Like, I enjoy hosting this show with Chris.
Yeah, no.
Anybody call you Chris?
No, because there were...
Would you get mad?
In school, I didn't get mad, but there was all these other Chris's, so I was the only Christian, so
no, but
I
if I
like,
called
don't...
you Chris, wouldn't you be like,
I'd be like
my name's Christian.
Just call me Christian.
Right.
If I called you Andrew,
so
like,
I think,
like Curran
like
does.
Curran. And I think he does it to try to poke me. We've had a
if I called you Drew,
league.
How about Drew?
See, that one doesn't bother me because it's not even on the radar of being my name. I'm like, you're an idiot. That's not my name. Dumbass.
Your name's not Andrew?
It is, but I think of Drews as just Drews. I don't know a lot of people that shorten Andrew to Drew.
Drews were Andrew short.
Yeah,
Andrew.
I thought all Drews were
what
Andrews.
What else would it be short for?
No, it isn't. Like, some people are just Drew.
Some people are just Drew.
Drew Bledsoe, I believe, was just Drew Bledsoe. I don't think he was Andrew Bledsoe.
R&B group Drew Hill was just Drew Hill.
That was you, I believe.
It was D-R-U.
D-R-U.
It's true.
Yeah. Was there two
wow,
dots?
Good job, Andy.
Yeah, how about this?
I think it was
Mr. Actually, R&B over here.
No, I think it was actually in the documentary my daughter made me watch on Diddy last night. I think Drew Hill was in there somewhere.
They probably were. Yeah, that makes sense. How was that, by the way?
It was weird. It was like a TMZ production. So, because I asked her, I was like, "How's there a documentary? It's happening live in real time. It's nothing's wrapped
They're
up."
Quick, man, with those cameras.
Yeah, they had a lot of interviews, and there's a lot of stuff going down. I'm telling you, that
Did
is.
Did you see what Tony Busby said?
Yes, that's going to blow up. That's going to take down people. And we talked off the air about Hernandez with Stiz and how suicide. Wouldn't surprise me if there are suicides coming in the Diddy scandal, whether it's him himself or just others that are involved that go down a certain road.
Well, on that happy note, go ahead and get to trending here with Brian Frazoka. You're right, by the way, Drew McQueen Bledsoe, not an Andrew. I didn't know that.
I'm starting the show with a lot of you're right, Andy's. I
so
like
far,
this.
So
good
far,
show.
Yeah.
Let's go.
It's got to happen at some point, I guess. Here's Brian Frazoka to tell you what's trending, and when we come back, we'll get to that Drake May timeline. Yeah, I hear you loud and clear, Gerard. They don't tie together because they weren't playing him anyway. They weren't going to play him, period. That's what that sounds like to me. And if you were listening early on, you could have interpreted all these comments that way. That this is not something that's going to... We don't want this to happen this year.
Is this the Sixth Sense?
We're not planning on it.
Is this the Sixth Sense where I have to go back and reread all the comments and be like, son of a bitch, we should have known it all along.
Or like Kaiser Soze at the end when the thing breaks and you remember like, oh, wow, yeah, all that stuff. All that stuff's on the bullet, on the pin board behind me here. Like, that's kind of where we're at. And I think that you can go back and do that and you can get that. You definitely can get it from Van Pelt. Van Pelt's not really hit it all that well. Like, he's been,
true.
This is what's going on here. And with Mayo, it's been a lot of sort of mixed messaging and, talking in circles and things like that. But that right there, hearing that, that sounds to me, I believe him, by the way, when he says this doesn't, one thing doesn't affect the other. It doesn't because they weren't going to play May. And now they're definitely not going to.
In my opinion, that's the only logical way to explain that away. Because I'm sorry. Going from a veteran captain center who you trust more than anybody in the middle of a line to, sounds mean when I say it this way, Nick Leverett.
Yeah.
That has to affect the consideration of what you're doing with a rookie quarterback who you don't think is ready. So you're right. The only way to explain that doesn't really affect it because I wasn't planning on playing him anyway. Ha ha, guys.
That's what it seems
Jokes
like
on you. Can we go to line four when we start the calls?
Sure. 617-779-7937. Let's start them right now. Will is in Phoenix. Phoenix, Arizona, I'm guessing. Go ahead, Will.
Hello.
Hi, Will.
Hello.
Yes.
My bad.
Regarding Drake May,
good call,
you're
Drew.
Telling me that you can't put him in and have him hand off 36 times, drop back 20 times. He's that weak mentally and physically that he can't handle that?
No, his line is that weak.
Defenses.
His line is that weak.
I know,
weak.
But if you only have him pass 20 times, What's the harm in that?
Well, it's guaranteed. Have you watched the games? No, don't. Let's not exaggerate. It'd probably be like 12 to 13.
12, 13.
He'll probably have 6 or 7 where he doesn't get hit.
Over 50%. I mean,
yes, they're over. And we're not exaggerating.
Yeah.
No, that's an actual number that is out there and measured. It feels like more than that. And it certainly, if I feel that way, that it feels like more than that, I'm pretty sure Brissett thinks it feels more like more than that, because he's always grasping at his ribs or his this or
right.
I joked about he's Tebowing for a while, just down on the ground on like one knee with his kind of hand on his head. I feel like
only time he ever has like peace in his life is
right.
Like down there at the bottom of the pile.
And I feel like he's looking out the corner of his eye like, are they coming to get me? I wouldn't hate it if they came and got me right now. Even
it's like, is that the angels?
Yeah, right. Don't walk towards
that,
the light.
Is that Gabriel up there?
And Mayo today said something to the effect of the average man wouldn't get up.
Mm.
Like, even he's acknowledging this is above and beyond the call of duty for an NFL quarterback.
Yeah.
The hits he's taking. And could it go horribly wrong? That was a very disrespectful call to Will. Like, oh, he can't go out there. First of all, hand it off 36 times. So right there, there's 3 fumbles for Stevenson.
Probably,
36
yeah.
carries, that feels like about 3 fumbles between
and like
Stevenson.
7 for Gibson.
Right. Yeah, what are we doing here? No, there's a lot of mess going on.
If Drake May gets the start, if he ever does get a start, I would guess, along with what the caller said, it's going to be a very basic offense. They're not going to start doing complicated stuff with him. They're going to have him handing off for 2 downs and then throwing on 3rd down and probably not holding the ball very long.
So the offense they have right now.
Yes, exactly.
It's
and I think they'll just have Drake May do it, and he'll run around a little bit more than Brissett does, if that's even possible. Brissett's running for his life, but you know what I mean? Like, he'll put his little twist on it, and it'll be the same basic, I know Brissett doesn't like this, but basic offense that they've been running all season.
And with we mentioned it the other day, the tempo was lacking. They didn't really change and say, you know, the cliche, oh, you're down a couple scores, you got to start throwing more, a little urgency.
Right.
They had none of that. They're just going to run their offense. So I agree with you. I think you could, with Drake Mays in there, they're going to try to run pass in the first quarter. And when they're down 31-3 in the third quarter, they're going to try to run pass. I think, I don't say this too often on this program in the month plus that we've been here.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're right. And the more and more it feels like they don't want to play him, and the plan may be not to play him, and they're not going to deviate in game or out of game from kind of the plan. They're going to just put their head down, burrow through, bang the brick wall, and then next year say we're a real football team.
Yeah, I think that's what you're looking at right now. This is a season they've already agreed to kind of punt on.
I hate it.
It sucks. It sucks for us. I mean, you know, listen, if this is what we're getting week in and week out, they're favored against Miami this weekend. Miami was favored against Tennessee, so that doesn't really impress me all that much. Who's getting favored in these games with this team? Like, that's, to me, I don't think really makes much of a difference. Like, we'll see who gets the most action on it, but the only reason that line moved at all is because they saw the Dolphins and thought, okay, maybe these guys are worse.
It's recency bias.
I'm not sure that they are.
So,
I'm not sure the Dolphins are worse.
Sunday,
than the Patriots.
Most fans and gamblers watch the Patriots and like, wow, that team's really bad.
These guys stink.
Dolphins by 3.
Yep.
Then Monday, most fans and gamblers watch the Dolphins and said, holy crap, that team's really bad too. And I have this very simple age-old theory: if you're picking games, 2 bad teams play, take the home team. This is 2 bad teams playing. Take the home team.
Yeah.
And it feels like that's what they're doing. They swung the line because recency bias, we all do it. The Dolphins suck more because they sucked most recently.
That's true. But that was a home game for them, right? That game against Tennessee. So, like, they were the home team. It was 2 bad teams, and they were the home team against Tennessee. Tennessee wiped the floor with them.
2 bad teams, it doesn't always work out.
Yeah.
Now, maybe Tennessee's not quite as bad.
Plus,
they went to their backup quarterback.
Yeah.
They could be another team where their backup quarterback's better than their starting quarterback.
Mason Rudolph leads them to glory. That would be something.
Do you know Mason Rudolph? I was listening to the game on our station, Westwood mm-hmm. One.
Sure.
With the dulcet tones of Ross Tucker.
Oh, yeah.
Laugh a minute as a color commentator. And I believe he said that Mason Rudolph's record in the NFL is 8-4-1.
Really?
Kind of stunned me, too.
8-4-1 time.
I'm going to fact check him like I'm doing a presidential debate and see if that's
accurate. Got skull caved in by Myles Garrett. That's all I ever think of when I think of Mason Rudolph, is when he took his helmet off and
I have Garrett 13-8-1.
Yeah. Crushed his skull.
So, well, definitely. Oh, maybe he said 12-8-1. But
I have 13-8-1 here.
Oh, and he doesn't even get the win for the other day. So
right.
He's really 14-8-1.
True, right.
Because he won the other day. The starter gets credit
right.
for the win.
Guys, does Mason Rudolph rule? Is Mason Rudolph awesome?
Mason Rudolph, sneaky good. 6-1-7, 7-7-9.
Let's go to Paul in Rhode Island speaking of sneaky good. Hey, Paul.
All right, here we go.
Hi, Paul.
Listen.
Paul, turn your radio down, please.
I'm walking away.
Okay.
From my man cow.
Okay.
Listen.
Man cow.
I'm sorry. Man cow. Listen, I just wanted to say,
what's a man cow? Some sort of half man, half cow, like a
cow,
like a centaur. Yeah, like with an udder.
It ain't me, brother. Okay. It ain't me, brother. Listen, I thank you for your show. Your show is wonderful. You know, I patronize you guys all the time.
Yes.
I just think that the way they're going right now, you're better off just doing a Jacoby hanging in there and have this kid Milton eventually do a 4th-and-1 and a 4th-and-2 in the red zone and sneaking this guy in, because I don't think we need
They got to get to the red zone first, Paul. All right, they got to get to the red zone. That's right. What you need to see first, and that's probably not happening anytime.
No, so there's a little.
Just put Brissett in there until you get 4th-and-1, and then have Milton come in and. But scramble. That's the plan. That's a great plan.
Yeah, no, it's a terrible plan. But
has anyone alerted Alex Van Pelt to this great new strategy we've got here on WEEI? Yeah.
There's a sneaky question. So you say you don't think they want to play him,
Drake May?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think
the head coach.
They don't want to start him.
So what are they going to do when Drake May, so he can come into games as an injury substitute?
Yes.
What if Jacoby Brissett can't play the next week?
Sign a veteran.
What kind of message does that send?
Same message you're sending right now.
No. Because you could have a plan. You could say Jacoby Brissett knew Alex Van Pelt in his system. There's threads of logic why Jacoby Brissett. But if you just sign a guy off a street,
right,
which there's no good quarterbacks on the street. You know how I know that? Because the Dolphins have tried, and it's not working for them. Tim Boyle and Snoop Huntley, who you're going to face this week.
They're looking for a good quarterback. You don't necessarily even need a good quarterback. The Patriots don't.
What kind of message does that send?
They need a body to go out there. Same message they're sending right now.
No, it
Jacoby Brissett's out there starting.
Jacoby Brissett is Alex Van Pelt's handpicked. I'm installing a scheme. He's the guy. He's the mentor.
He is a meat shield.
You can make an argument that he makes sense, but you cannot make an argument that signing some jag off the street, I separated those two words, jag and off the street, because if you say him fast, I get in trouble.
Yep.
You can't make the argument that he should be better than Drake May.
In my tool shed.
Now it means Drake May should be crushed because you think I suck.
Yeah.
You think I can't go out there. You think I can't do the job.
You to me, don't want me to start this year,
right,
which they don't. And
that's a bigger blow to my confidence and my expectations for myself than going out there and sucking, because lots of quarterbacks go out there and suck. Happens every week.
Fine, but what you just described about Jacoby Brissett, I think, is all just sort of BS, honestly. I don't think that
there's truth to it.
Really how they're looking at
you this. You can't tell me if they sign Tim Boyle in 3 weeks that he's a better option to start than Drake May, who's been here since April 28th, and by the contention of the head coach, is the best quarterback on the roster in the month of August.
Yes, it's never been about who the better quarterback is. That's never been the question.
Wouldn't that crush you if you're Drake May?
Sure, like, but what this would be crushing him right now. They told him in camp he was the better quarterback. This has already been established. They're not playing the better quarterback. So if the worst one goes out and they already have decided we're not playing this guy, whether he's better than the other one or not, and they go out and sign Ryan Tannehill or something and bring him in, he's just coming in to replace Jacoby Brissett as the meat shield to protect Drake May. That's all it is.
But he's not the meat shield that played for Alex Van Pelt as recently as a year ago.
Who cares about playing for Alex Van Pelt?
Well, that matters to these people.
I don't think that matters at all. I don't think Jacoby Brissett was brought in necessarily
he knew
for
the scheme?
That. He was brought in because he has the right kind of temperament to be in this position, which is not a position a lot of people want to be in. You're out there getting the crap kicked out of you, and some kid's going to come take your job here at some point, and you know that, and you're going out there and doing it anyway, and you don't even have enough time to set your feet, let alone, you know, do anything in this offense. So I think what's going on with Brissett, as much as they like him and as good of a guy as he is, he's filling a role that can be filled by a guy off the street. I hate to say it that way. And that if he does go down and they're really serious about protecting May, they'll just find another meat shield to put in.
So the company line from Gerard Mayo for why Jacoby Brissett is playing is what? He's said it multiple times.
He gives us a better chance to win, which is a lie, obviously.
No, but whatever. I don't care whether it's a lie. You say it, so it's on the record.
Mm-hmm.
They send out transcripts. It's in writing, the whole thing, right? So that's the company line as to why he plays. Is he going to say the same thing of the jag he signs off the street who's available in week 5, 6, 7 in the National Football League?
He'll talk his way into it somehow.
I mean, it's just embarrassing.
He'll talk his way into anything. He'd talk in circles.
I know we're arguing about something that may not come to fruition, but if I'm Drake May and that happens, I'd be pissed because the message is sent. It's a different situation, but in the 2008 season when Tom Brady got hurt, the Patriots had called veteran quarterbacks to bring in.
Mm-hmm.
And then they told them to turn around and go home because Bill wanted to let Matt Castle know you're our quarterback.
Right.
We're not worried about it. We have faith in you. If you bring in some jag quarterback off the street, I think you've told Drake May everything you need to tell him.
Maybe.
With your actions. You're Mr. Actions, correct? You're not Mr. Words.
Absolutely.
Mr.
And it depends on when in the season it happens. If it happens in week 15 and it's just two games left, then yeah, you play May. But if you're talking about like next week, Brissett goes down with an injury and you need someone for the last 11 weeks of the season and you don't want May out there, you have to do something else. And I don't think
this plan is stupid.
I don't think it's Joe Milton.
Plan is terrible.
I don't like the plan either. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. Quick break. When we come back, we'll ask, do you care? All right, time for another edition of Do You Care? As we look around the sports world to some stories we haven't really been able to get to, as we've been heavily dominated the first couple of days of this week anyway, all Patriots, a lot of Bruins, a little Red Sox here and there. We've been mostly focusing on those things. However, there are some other things that you may or may not care about, such as Andy Hart.
So let's start. I don't know if you know this, but even though Angel Reese hurt, even though Caitlin Clark out, WNBA playoffs continue. So we're going to not only have a Do You Care, we're going to have a quick pop quiz, my friend.
Okay.
Four teams still playing in the WNBA playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Can you name them?
Yes.
You looked it up, didn't you?
I didn't look up anything. I swear to God. Looked it up when? I didn't even know we were going to talk about this.
Okay.
Connecticut.
You have to give name and logo.
The Connecticut Mystics?
No.
The Connecticut Sun.
Yes.
The Las Vegas Aces.
Defending champs, I believe.
The New York Liberty.
And Justice for All.
And the Minnesota Lynx.
There's no shot. No, wait. I'm going to use you guys as my panel because I'm calling BS. This absolutely does not pass the sniff test.
Why don't you believe him?
There's no shot he knew all four teams.
I didn't even get the Connecticut team name right.
Yeah, that's why I don't
buy it. But I didn't know that they were in it. No, I knew they were in it.
Okay. Do you care that the WNBA, because the season has been all about explosion, right? Explosion of interest.
Ask me to name players on all of those teams. I might not be able to.
Who's
but
each
I did
team's
know.
Leading rebounder?
well, geez.
I don't care.
Asia Wilson.
Do you care?
All four
teams. Are you actually following it? Is that how you know?
I'm not following, though.
So how'd you know?
I just happened to see.
Something stinks here.
Caitlin Clark, I know, got beat by Connecticut.
Yeah.
I know Wilson and the Aces had advanced because they're the best team. New York and Minnesota were more guesses, but I had a feeling New York was still in it. Minnesota, I kind of guessed on, but I remember they were in the first round.
I don't believe you.
Did they beat Chicago? Did Minnesota beat Chicago?
I don't know. I lost interest when Caitlin Clark was out. I'm going to be honest.
Fine. Good for you.
I don't care anymore. Okay. Similar question. Give me one of those inter things.
I don't really care that much.
Yeah, that. What are those called? I'm new to the radio business.
Those are called stingers or
interstitial?
Inter-things.
Like inter-things, yeah. Give me
interstellar, Andy.
Yeah, interstellar.
You guys get any more of those interstellars?
So Major League Baseball playoffs are underway.
I don't know if I can name all the teams in the playoffs.
Do you care? But more importantly, who are you rooting for? It's obviously not the Red Sox because, you know, they don't take part in these activities anymore.
I think I'm rooting for the Mets. I think I'm rooting for the Mets. I don't really care that much about this.
Okay.
I don't really care much about these teams. I think I like the Padres a little bit too. Like they had a good game against Atlanta yesterday. Atlanta doesn't have their best players. Who are the Mets playing? Milwaukee. Like I don't like Milwaukee. I don't really care about any of the teams in the American League. Detroit, I don't think is going to beat Houston. So yeah, I guess either the Mets or the Padres. Those are the teams I'm rooting for.
I'm rooting for the Dodgers. It's very simple to me. I like stars. I like trains. I like teams that invest. They went out and invested. I want to see Mookie. I want to see, more importantly, Ohtani on the World Series stage. Mm. Like the whole thing to me. I guess it's great for baseball if you have some of that parity. And you never know who's going to get there. To me, I want to see the Dodgers in the World Series.
Dodgers play
stars.
The winners of Padres Braves. I think, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, listen, that's probably the most exciting bracket, I would say, out of all of them.
Chris Sale against Shohei Ohtani, assuming Sale is
Sale's not playing in this round, so I don't know if they're going to make it. But, yeah, the Padres won yesterday. Michael King had a great game, which I know because I had a money line through the first five innings for the Padres, and that hit very nicely.
Now, that's why you care.
That's why I care about that particular series. But, yeah, I don't even that. Royals-Orioles? Tigers, Astros, I think, are playing right now. Is that right? So, yeah, we got
scoreless in the second over on ABC.
I don't know. I don't really consider this a super inspiring field, do you? I mean, this doesn't seem like...
No.
I don't know if I care about this.
But Dodgers-Yankees, I mean, those are the two teams with a bye. Those are your one seeds.
Dodgers-Yankees would be cool.
That'd be a cool World
Phillies,
Series.
Phillies-Yankees would be cool.
I just want
the
spenders.
Orioles being in it, I think, would be kind of cool. And the Tigers, you know, I mean, that'd be a nice story, I guess. But I don't know.
I like stories.
I'm just not that into it.
All right.
What else do we care about?
Oh, my God. Who the hell
cares?
I actually think that's appropriate for this one because I may be the only one who cares about this because Stiz called me out earlier. Mm-hmm. So I watched, as I said earlier, the Diddy documentary with my daughter last night.
Right.
You mentioned it, the Busby thing. He had the press conference where he's threatening. We're naming names and people already know their names are in it. And there's people, A, that are bad people that are watching what was going on, but others that were egging it on. Makes it sound like a fight in like a hallway at a school and they're all on video and you're all going to get exposed. I think this is, and we've had a lot of these, I think this might be the most fascinating scandal of this generation. Because
yeah,
I think the
it
names...
It has that potential, for sure.
Now, I don't know how it's all going to play out, which is why I'm not sure why I was watching
people
a documentary.
People said this about Epstein, too, though, and no one, those names haven't, you know, like, no one
yeah,
still knows
videos,
exactly what
all
the
these
deal
hours
is
of videos that everybody's threatening, and I also don't know why
if
there's
they,
videos.
Well, I know why.
Exactly. I was trying to explain to Andy.
No, if I'm doing these types of things, I'm going the Jeter
route.
What,
you don't videotape
no, I don't.
Having free cuffs in your house all
no,
the time?
No, I don't.
That's weird.
And if I am, I'm going the Jeter route, and everybody's leaving the cameras, the phones. Like, I'm scanning for phones. Like, this is only for memory. You can put this in your memory bank. That's the only place this goes. But I am, I guess, more into this. I also don't know what's true because I've gotten in trouble where I'm reading so many things on social media that my algorithm's like, hey, you really like this Diddy stuff, and flooding me with Diddy stuff now that I don't know if it's true about Pink and Justin Bieber and like all these people that are on the periphery.
It's a lot of allegations.
May be involved. I also wonder, these worlds tend to overlap of music and sports.
Sure.
Are sports stars, owners, anybody, they're going to be sports-related names that are involved. So I care. Do you care about this?
I do. I care about that. I mean, this could be, and I'm a big rap fan too anyway, so like, you know, this is the music I listened to
yeah.
growing up for years and years and years. Diddy and all these other rappers and stuff at Bad Boy and everything, and I was a big fan of theirs. And, I mean, this whole thing has potential. Like, this new Busby stuff, about, like, minors.
And Busby's the guy that we know from what?
From Deshaun Watson.
Okay, I knew yeah. I knew his name and I thought it was that, but I wasn't sure if it was a Clemens thing.
And I forget if he was going after Watson or defending Watson. I forget.
I think he's his
was,
lawyer.
But yeah, he might be his lawyer.
Oh, no,
so.
Maybe he had all the 18 women.
He might. Yeah, I can't remember which side. Either way, he put out a bunch of stuff, like, on Instagram, and it was really damning. And now, you know, this whole thing, and let's see if these allegations all clear up. I feel like a guy like Busby isn't going to just throw that out there if there's not something behind it. And those are awful. I mean, really, like, and I've seen people say, oh, this Diddy thing's really taking, like, a dark turn. It's like, did you see that video of him in the hallway of the hotel chasing the girl down to the elevators?
I did not see that.
Cassie,
one.
His girlfriend, Kat, like.
Oh, yeah. She was in this documentary I watched.
Yeah.
You
okay.
didn't see that video,
You didn't
Andy?
See that video?
My algorithm's broken.
So that video came out. He tried to suppress it, and it was a security video from this hotel. And he's, I mean.
She's the one who
Ray
started
Rice has
it.
Has nothing on him.
Right.
Here.
She's the one who started it.
Started what?
The whole,
the
she
lawsuit.
Was like the first lawsuit
oh, I
accuser.
You meant, like, started the
no,
fight
no, no, no,
no.
The first lawsuit
so
accuser,
what?
And he refused to pay her beforehand.
Right.
And then he ended up paying her like 2 days after she filed lawsuit. But everybody said that was what kind of broke the dam.
100%.
Now everybody is.
And then also Arcan, besides the Cassie video, which was absolutely abhorrent.
Horrible.
He blew up Kid Cudi's car.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right,
he
right, right.
blew up
well,
someone's car.
He was
allegedly,
dating Cassie, right?
Allegedly,
yes.
I believe. We have to say.
I got it.
He had
to
someone,
save
he
my
had
butt,
someone
allegedly.
Do it. Yeah,
the
right?
car definitely blew up.
Right.
That is a fact. How it blew up. Whether it was tied to Diddy, I think, has to be an allegedly. But I think there are so many layers to this.
Was it an old Cadillac, like in Casino, and it had the plate under the seat? That's why.
And did it also, like, have hydraulics or whatever?
That
so
too,
you could
right?
bounce
You're
around.
Probably
yeah.
wondering how I got here.
Yeah. Yeah, I do care about this. I think it's good. I think it has potential to be one of these major, major things. And, you know, the Epstein's already a major thing. This has potential to be at that level and maybe even more than that.
Also seems to have the potential for endless documentaries, movies, books, because it seems like there's a lot of evidence, information, and people involved.
Yeah.
And if all those people are involved, you get a few, boom, boom, it's one documentary.
Gronkowski, Bad Boys for Life videos the same way now.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like you can't listen to R. Kelly songs anymore. You
well,
know,
that's the other question. Can you separate the art from the artist?
No,
are you never going to? So
cannot.
You're never going to listen to a Michael Jackson song?
I avoid them.
Oh,
I avoid Michael Jackson.
I totally separate.
I cannot
I love
separate.
The R. Kelly 12 play album.
Yeah, Billie Jean.
I love it too. I can't listen to it anymore. I can't listen to Michael Jackson. I can't listen to a lot of. I can't listen to Gary Glitter. Like, you know, I'm sorry. Like, that to me, I can't
I feel
support
like you.
You
can't listen to anybody or watch anybody. Like, the list grows of people that are.
Ignorance is bliss when it comes to that. You
creeps.
Know? If I don't know if a person's a creep, then I can just listen to them and be fine. fine. Once it starts to get in my conscience, and me, you know, Mr. Conscious, I can't do it anymore.
You know what I'd also like to find out?
What?
If you give me $1 billion, would I turn into a creep?
Probably.
You think?
Turn into is doing a lot of heavy lifting.
Hey, oh, hey, hey now.
No, I don't think so, Ann. They say, if anything, they say money brings out, like, who you really are.
Exactly.
You know
what
I mean?
I'm a good dude.
You are a good dude.
Thank you.
Andy Hart? We're talking about Andy Hart.
Christian's like, wait a minute.
617-779-7937 is the phone number. Quick break. When we come back, the latest on the Davante Adams situation.